Now, one motivation for immigration rule changes is a concern about national security, which also explains why the Bush administration pushed to extend spying on Americans without a judge's permission. House Democrats are now moving ahead with legislation that would provide more oversight of the government's spying program, and that comes despite strong objections from President Bush and House Republicans, as NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
The House Judiciary and Intelligence Committees yesterday approved new legislation to give the Secret Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court broader jurisdiction. The government could still eavesdrop on foreign conversations without a warrant, but would need court approval if the communications might involve someone in the U.S. or a U.S. citizen. House Judiciary Chairman John Conyers is a sponsor of the new bill.
Protecting the civil rights and liberties of Americans does not show weakness, but strength. What the terrorists fear most is our Constitution and our values, and that is what this bill protects.
But President Bush and congressional Republicans say the bill extends protections to would-be terrorists and would put too many constraints on government agents. Peter Hoekstra, the ranking Republican on the House Intelligence Committee, calls the bill deeply flawed.
The disappointing thing is in the bill that we passed today, there's a high probability that in certain instances we will go dark. In certain cases, there may be more liberties extended to radical jihadists, to people like bin Laden, than what we give to American citizens.
Civil liberties groups want even more privacy protections, but say the Democratic measure is better than the law Congress hastily passed before leaving for the summer recess. That law expires early next year. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, The Capitol.